Part 2. Time and Space. Chapter 11. It's About Time. The source field investigations give us hard scientific proof that non-electromagnetic universal energy can affect how we think, how fast we heal, and even the structure and function of our own DNA. Existing species can be transformed into entirely new creatures by strictly energetic means. This appears to be already happening in our own human evolution, making the ancient prophecies of a coming golden age all the more interesting. The 25,920-year cycle is not just a number written into ancient myths and the dimensions of the Great Pyramid. It is a physical, measurable wobble in the Earth itself. This suggests that the movements of the Earth and the other planets may be directly affecting the behavior of our minds and bodies in time. In order to find out if time can be measured, experienced, and even driven by the energy we move through, even if it is not visible to the naked eye, we may have to throw away some of our deepest and most basic assumptions about what time really is. Once we do that, it may all very well make perfect sense on a physical, mathematical, and logical level. Russian physicist Professor Simon Schnoll made truly civilization-changing discoveries by studying a wide range of physical, chemical, and biological processes, from radioactive decay to the rates of biochemical reactions, for well over 20 years. This may sound dreadfully boring, but it ultimately means Schnoll studied the behavior of every single atom and energy wave on Earth, looking for any common patterns in how they were behaving and when. What happens at the molecular level when you heat up water and turn it into steam? What happens when water freezes into ice? What happens when you mix two chemicals together? What happens when the cells in your body exchange information and nutrition with each other? What happens when radioactive isotopes slowly release energy? What happens to a burst of electricity as it flows through a conductor? These are very basic questions, and it's all about how stuff works. Most scientists expect that all physical, chemical, biological, and radioactive processes will start small, steadily build up to a nice peak, and then glide nicely back down to zero, in a path that looks the same going down as it did going up. Anytime the graph doesn't fit into a smooth bell curve like this, scientists are trained to throw the data away by a simple process they call renormalization. Professor Schnoll decided not to throw the data away. It's easy to understand why, because he found the graphs were not normal at all. They were very unusual. Sometimes these reactions would race up to maximum intensity, then plummet almost all the way back down to zero. Then, just as quickly, they would rush all the way back up to the peak again. They may even do this 3 times in a row over a short period of time. That's not a smooth flow at all. How can matter or energy even stay stable if it's actually doing this all the time? Just go take a walk and think about how many physical, chemical, and biological reactions there are. Electricity is humming along through the power lines. Sunlight is striking the paint on everything around you and gradually bleaching it out. The leaves on the trees convert that sunlight into food. Running water dissolves salt crystals in the soil. Birds digest the seeds they peck off the ground. The dry glue from a postage stamp turns into a weird-tasting goo on your tongue as you walk up to your mailbox to drop in a letter. There are trillions of these various reactions going on just within the area your eyes can see. Schnoll found that every single atom and energy wave around you is doing the same weird things at the same time, racing forward and backward in very specific patterns. These patterns are almost as unique as a fingerprint. We'll get back to why I said almost in a minute. Did you have any idea that the untold trillions of atoms and energy pulses that are surrounding you right now are constantly rushing through this on-off, on-off behavior at the tiniest level? That they are not having nice, smooth, normal reactions, but instead are constantly jumping back and forth in fits and starts? You're not alone. Hardly anyone knows about it, as Schnoll's research is still almost completely obscure in both scientific and spiritual circles, even though he published his findings in Russian scientific journals since at least 1985. Again, the most amazing part of the story is that everything around us works perfectly, despite the fact that the reactions themselves are switching on and off, all the time. Though this may seem like a gross leap in logic, it's almost as if energy waves and molecular reactions were behaving like they were made up of individual frames within a strip of film, flickering in and out of our reality all the time. Perhaps the film only appears to be moving forward, creating the world we see all around us, but it's really just a collection of still frames. Either way, the lucid dream, if that's what we're all really experiencing in some sense, is a very convincing illusion. Matter and energy move along just fine, regardless of how strangely they may be acting down at the quantum level. We never worry about whether our chair will suddenly dematerialize as we read this book. All this is just the setup for the really good stuff.